The thing is that obviously there was other people there, and you know, when it comes to especially the fact that this whole podcast doesn't like OnlyFans as a general consensus, I think if you're the type of person to come on and actually be part of OnlyFans and then shit on it, you need to be put in your place. We've had a lot. I've had a lot of comments regarding the way that I treated a person on there. And I just want to say, she deserved it. And I don't take it back.
Oh yeah.
Do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two night stand, baby.
Hello and welcome back to Two Night Stand. Hello. I'm Bella.
I am Jake.
There you are.
Good to be back.
Here he is. Woo!
Missed it, you know.
Yay. Missed Bet it. You did.
Yeah.
Bet you did. I missed you.
Oh, well, that's good. How are you, darling?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Busy.
Yeah. Really busy.
Good busy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good busy, good busy. It's all good. Yeah. What's been going on?
What's been going on? Well, I've obviously been busy at doing my new work and stuff like that. So that's been, obviously I won't bore you with all those details, but working in sports and boxing, and it was all very different. And obviously you've been very busy doing all sorts of things.
Yeah, we finished the OnlyFans.
Yeah. Hit a million followers.
Hit a million, on TikTok. One of my accounts, I'm just going to have to, got a little video coming for everyone. What else have you been doing? Went to Disneyland Paris.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I went on another podcast.
Yeah.
Which
It's good. Is it good to be back on home turf?
Yeah, mate. Oh, like honestly, I've realised that my ADHD won't let me go on other podcasts. I speak so much. And it's unreal. Like, it's actually unreal. So I got invited on the pregame podcast, which is cool. Like, honestly, like that Pearl, she's doing so well for herself. She knows what to do. She knows what to say. She's a good girl. I actually really liked her.
Was it like a good like view to see like where we could potentially head? Didn't she had like a huge team, right? She had like security and there was like a producer and
They were so nice. I mean, obviously we've got our team.
But... Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, I'm not putting that down. But I mean, from what you told me, obviously it's like a. Like a full studio, and it's like
I mean, we could go controversial and
and
do that. I mean, it was really good. I had two of the girls from the OnlyFans, Kimmy and Deanna, with me, and then I bought also Andy Lee as well, who's like one of the top OF creators, like a male creator. The people there were.
Some friendly, some foes.
Some were friendly, some weren't. I mean, I think the thing is that when you walk into controversial turf when it comes to like male dominated spaces, it does become quite difficult because there are some people who do things for views and there are people who genuinely believe it. And I will agree on the fact that, you know, there's some people who are... who do things for their own financial gain.
Okay.
But they are genuinely like that in person.
Yeah.
Which isn't nice, but you know, I think when it comes to social media, you're going to always meet people that you don't get on with and you don't agree with. And you know, there's good and bad people out there. I think I was given the opportunity to speak about something that, you know, the thing is that obviously there was other people there and, you know, when it comes to especially the fact that this whole podcast doesn't like OnlyFans as a general consensus, I think if you're the type of person to come on and actually be part of OnlyFans and then shit on it, you need to be put in your place. We've had a lot. I've had a lot of comments regarding the way that I treated a person on there. And I just want to say she deserved it. And I don't take it back.
There was as I said, you flew the TNS flag loud and proud. You did extremely well. I obviously watched the whole thing. I was extremely proud of you because you basically walked into the lion's den because we already knew that it was going to be a tough fight with the host anyway, just on the subject. And then it was thrown on you that obviously, not mentioning names, someone was on there that obviously there's things gone on behind closed doors and things like that. So you managed all of that. And actually it was a great test, I think, for you and everyone to see, because obviously when you're on your own podcast, you've obviously got very strong opinions and people think like, oh, you know, is she just saying these things and stuff like that? But you obviously, you've got people arguing like your thought process and your beliefs and your morals, and you defended all of them really, really, really well. So
yeah, I just like, I don't know. I think there's bad people and there's good people. I inherently don't think Perla's a bad person. No. I think she's lovely.
Yeah.
Like, she was really nice. Her team were really nice. Just a choice of guests. So questionable. Like, you know, it really shows that some people do really just want to be famous and they're just boring. Yeah. So boring people don't get anywhere just from being on somebody else's show.
Well, this is it. I mean, people say, oh, you know, she made it the Bella show, but that just happens naturally.
Hello? Why would I be invited on somewhere and just not talk?
Yeah, that's
or
it.
Or just stare at the camera like I'm a mime.
Yeah,
like,
oh, sorry, I'll just sit there and not say anything. Sorry. Like, yeah. It's a podcast.
It's a literal podcast. You invite me on so I can speak. Like. Yeah. She was cool. She invited us all back if we ever wanted to come back. So, you know, yeah, she was just like, if you ever want to come back on, just message me. So I think all of us, we've got the opportunity there if we do want to come back on, but it all depends on what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
This time around, it's cool. But yeah, some modern women don't deserve it. So it's exactly what the podcast is for. And, you know, it's good to actually get people that, you know, the type of people that they don't like actually on the podcast. I think obviously specifically not anyone that I bought. I mean, I think we bought pretty controversial OnlyFans people on, like, you know, there's Kimmy who's only slept with two people. Mm-hmm. Deanna who's a dominatrix and doesn't do any BG. Mm-hmm. Obviously me, and I've got you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andy, who's just does it all for the money and the love of...
Yeah.
Of it. But you know, when you actually have the type of person who you think OnlyFans is for, you know, that's, I think you can feel a little bit attacked by that if you're actually a shit person.
I'd be really interested to see how many minds you sway, because obviously we spoke about it off camera. Like, it's that you were speaking to a completely different audience. Obviously everyone who watches us here at Two Night Stand, like, they know what we're about, they know what we do, and they're interested in what we're talking about. Whereas Pearl's audience, completely different. They've probably, you know, you've got, like, as I said, like, you're doing so well and things, you've got like a million followers on TikTok and stuff, but they probably still don't know who you are. They've probably not seen you before because it's just completely different interests. So I'd be really interested to see how many minds you did sway with.
There was a couple of people. I mean, I don't really read comments, as we know, but obviously the girls read comments that apparently most of them were pretty bad, because obviously I think majority of our audience don't like women that speak unless it's about women not being able to vote or women not being able to do things or women being submissive. So yeah, I think it's just one of those things. Like,
do you think you changed Pearl's mind?
I think so.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I think inherently she is one of those people that very much stick to her guns, but also at the same time, I don't think she's a bad person.
No.
So
no, you can't be. Yeah.
I think maybe on some things. Yeah. I think especially, you know, the most of the time she goes on podcasts in like Miami and things like that. And it is full of girl. Like, I don't know how people can expect to be like, I want to find a good woman and sit in the middle of Miami where everyone goes on holiday to party.
Mm.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, in those sort of spaces, it's like going to Ocean Beach and being like, I want to find my wife. Like,
it's probably happened.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, on the odd occasion. But obviously, if you're going to surround yourself with people who are just out to have a good time, obviously, some people's definition of a good time is to just go out and f*** loads of people, like, regardless of what gender you are, like, it's like you're going to run into people that you don't like. Obviously, I 100% respect most of their views. You know, people have different opinions and that's what it's all about. But
You can't hate someone for having a different opinion.
No, and I think that's exactly it, though. It's like just having a conversation. There's some things that people say to get reaction. And the thing is,
with the whole OnlyFans topic, like, you always know you're never, ever going to win everyone over.
I think regardless of what you do and what you post and who you are as a person, majority of your audience, if you are an OnlyFans model, do not give a who you are as a person. They just want to look at your body. So, and regardless of whether, even if someone hasn't subscribed to you and you just post lingerie, for example, you are still an OnlyFans model. You're still going to get shit on. People will always see you as that it's just ingrained in everyone. So they will always see you as that person, regardless of what you post on there. So it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, and what you say off it as well.
Yeah, no, most of the time it's very hard to build up an audience of people. Outside of that. I mean, when we explain it to people that we've worked with, it's like, it is hard because when people start talking outside of the realm of OnlyFans promotion, mm-hmm. And that's one thing that was said on the podcast. I said, obviously you guys know that being a content creator is hard, and they all laughed at me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, it's not f***ing hard if I sat there and went, women shouldn't be able to vote. Obviously that's not hard, yeah. Because then you're going to go viral, like, but then to actually be come across as a decent person and be a good content creator, they all laughed for the sake of laughing. They know it's hard. Pearl knows it's hard to be a content creator, and every single person there, because, you know, even one of the guys, I saw that he had a post taken down the other day. I'm like, well, that's your brand deal gone, that's your sponsorship gone, so what the f- are you gonna do next? Do you know what I mean? It's like, people try to make out like social media is such an easy job, when it's really not, especially if you are going to be controversial for views, because it will just get taken down, and then your mental health on top of that. Like, no wonder Pearl looks so tired all the time. People hate her.
The thing, like, is, why I would argue, though, obviously I don't want to drag down obviously what she's doing at all, and I don't actually know her entire brand well enough to actually comment, but I can imagine, like, because with you, obviously, it's you've got the podcast, you've got things like the OnlyFans, you've got your normal YouTube, you've got your Instagram, TikTok, but then the other big thing is the OnlyFans, which is just a whole nother job in itself. So, like, they they've probably seen is Two Night Stand, or all they've seen is your Instagram photos, that they don't probably understand, like, everything that goes into it, because I can't imagine that Pearl's got 7 TikTok accounts where she's shaking her bum all day.
No, but she does keep getting banned. But, like, I think, obviously, you know, people make out like doing social media is a hard job. It is.
Yeah.
It is a hard job.
Well, it just goes to show you need, like once you get to, like, stuff where you want to run a YouTube and you've got all these other things going on, you start to build a big team. You've obviously got your best friend, Johnny, now, who's your full-time sort of, you know, assistant/manager to, like, manage everything for you. Like,
and then I've got Luke, Ish, Valeria. Obviously, we literally, like, the thing is that all people see is you.
Yeah.
They don't see or respect or appreciate anything that goes on behind it. It's like, for example, when I did the Arsenal video and everyone was shitting on the actual body paint. I'm like, you're offending 2 people who stood there for 4 hours. Mm. You're offending my camera guy who stood with me all day. Mm-hmm. You're not just offending me, you're offending my whole team.
Yeah.
And this is where I draw a line on it, because it's like, you can say whatever you want about me, call me a fat, call me this, call me that, say my tits are saggy, whatever. But don't insult the people who are filming it, because it's very good. So yeah, it's just
what's happening to you on now? 62 million or something crazy.
66 million.
66 million people. That is mad.
It's still going up. Yeah. People are like, what if it rains? I'm like, oh, it's literally been a month. Like, can we just forget the fact
it didn't rain?
It didn't rain. Okay, and even if it did rain, it still wouldn't come off, because guess what happened? You get sprayed.
You get sprayed
with this stuff to stop the paint coming off, even if it rains. So that's how body painting works, everyone. And you will see another video.
Do you know what? No, I think if it did rain, like, funny anyway, content.
Literally, if it did rain, people are like, how do you feel about everyone seeing you naked? I'm like, everyone's seen me naked anyway.
Yeah.
Anyone who's got a tenner can see me naked. Mm. You know? That's literally shrapnel for some people. So, you know, find that down the back of the sofa. Usually, you know, it's about a fiver.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Have a look down the back of the sofa. You got that? You can see me naked. It's really not hard.
2 pints.
2 pints. Yeah, exactly. For 1 pint a week, you can subscribe to my OnlyFans and and have a free video.
Mm.
And 1 pint a week? No, not in London. Maybe if you're in Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you're in London, if you can sacrifice 1 pint, you can see me naked.
Yeah. So, that's the plug of the century.
Right, let's go then. What are we talking about today? We're talking about moving in together, hey?
Yes. How long have we been living together now?
December.
So what's that? 6 months.
Yeah.
Quick maths.
How's that been?
Good, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Should tell you what, before we moved in together, your mum said to me, are you going to wash his clothes for him? And I was like, do I look like a maid? Or something. Like, what is that? So no, obviously, I think for me, it is hard moving in with men, because most of the time, mums will do everything for majority of men.
Yeah. We've touched on it before. I was heavily mothered and I admit that.
Yeah. Obviously not just you though. It's just a general thing. My brother's exactly the same. Yeah. Like mums just tend to love their sons a bit more. There's three men in this room.
Yeah.
But you know, and obviously there's the standard roles that people do take in a relationship where it's like women should cook and clean and men should go to work. But I don't see you going to work, so you need to cook and clean.
Well, we both work here. That's the hardest bit because we it's literally like living and breathing in our own offices.
Our situation is so different.
Yeah.
Like our situation is so different. Like, you know, we're both working in the same house, but we bought a townhouse for that well, I did. I thought ahead.
Yeah.
There was no way I was living in a flat with you.
No. No, we would have
gone
much
there. As I love you, I'd kill you.
Yeah.
So we had to get a house because I was like, I need to be somewhere away from you in some places.
Yeah, 100%.
So, and also when people come over, they can stay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I couldn't think of anything worse than getting a flat.
We need our outspace, although our garden actually at the moment is in a terrible state. That's actually this weekend's job. We need to cut the grass.
You can't do that at the weekend. Oh yeah, let's do it at the weekend.
No, we can't do the weekend. We're away. But yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah. But that was what do we say? Pink and blue jobs.
Yeah, we got pink and blue jobs.
Yeah.
We got that from Elle.
Yeah. Because blue job, I did cut the grass once and I was extremely proud of myself. I think you were having a nap in here at the time, actually.
Yeah, I was.
And it's so funny because the neighbours must have thought I was being a f***ing idiot because obviously I don't have any garden tools here because I'm obviously just didn't buy those things. So we've obviously got the lawnmower that the landlady left. I did that part, which took f***ing ages. But then, like a weirdo, I got our garden, I got our kitchen scissors and I was going around the edges.
You know, that used to be a punishment in schools.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was actually quite therapeutic. But then it was like, I couldn't like, because like I've got like a bit of OCD, I couldn't stop. So I was on my hands and knees going around the garden edges with scissors cutting them.
Freak.
Yeah.
Why did I move in with you again? I don't know.
I remember because I came in, I was extremely proud of myself.
Yeah, and just wakes me up. He's like, guess what I just did? I'm like, well done. You just wake me up.
Yeah.
Didn't
realize how long it takes for grass to grow. Like, grass grows back quick.
Yeah.
It's like a weekly job.
No shit, babe.
Yeah.
But yeah, pink jobs, blue jobs in the house. But yeah, also wouldn't recommend living and working together in the same space. Don't recommend that. That's not something you should do. We did it. Doesn't really work, so now Jake's got a new job.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you're good at what you do, so whatever you do, you smash it anyway. So
It was a lot of pressure. Yeah, like as you said, like when you like we didn't have anything, right? They said living here, working here together all the time.
I want a new one already.
It was a lot of stress, but yeah, we're better for it.
Definitely. So when do you think people should move in together?
I definitely think waiting longer than we did, like how long were we together before we moved in? Like 3 months. Mad.
Yeah, but we live like an hour away from each other.
Yeah, it was because it was gonna be a long distance thing, wasn't it?
Well, we say long distance, like that's not long distance for a lot of people, but with the high pace of our jobs, like, I physically wouldn't be able to see you.
Yeah, this is
so it's just, yeah, there was just no way that we could actually make it work in that way. So we were like, oh, fuck it, let's move in together.
Yeah.
6 months later, I worked.
Yeah.
Worked really well.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time you say it, it's almost like a question, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it, yeah. So, like, I wouldn't recommend doing that. Like, sometimes you say, like, when you know, you know. And obviously, I spent a lot of time around your flat before we moved in together. So I was I used to stay at your flat for like 3-4 days a week sometimes, didn't I? So,
yeah. But it wasn't. And every time we'd be like, because I had a housemate, and my housemate loved him anyway, but she'd be like, he'd be like, oh, should I go home? And I'd be like, no, it's fine.
But, yeah.
But I did. I used to have a rule in one of my flats that I lived in, that I couldn't have someone over for more than 2 nights.
Oh, okay.
Like the girls were just really odd about it. And I was just like, I don't know what that has to do with you, considering you're not going to see them and they're not using the shower.
Yeah.
And if they are, then they'll offer to pay towards the bills. Like it's,
well, I hope just, they did have at least one shower after 2 days.
Well, one night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You said like they can't stay more than 2 nights or something.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. So yeah, if they're over for 1 day, it's not like they're using the shower like, using all the food, like, and if it is, my food's at the bottom of the shelf. Like, I hate.
Yeah. So that wasn't your old flat. Was that the flat before?
Yeah, I hate flatmate logistics. It fucks me off.
Yeah,
that's why I always need. Like, I'm just like such a singular person.
Yeah, no, it was a bit. I think it was. Yeah, it was a big. It was a big shout from us, and like I think a lot of our like family and friends close to us, like, but you know, it's a bit soon, blah blah blah. But you know, Well, I don't think we had like many. We haven't had like massive like issues here, to be fair. Really. Like, I know you hate me when I leave the toilet seat up, but that's always been a big thing. But
yeah, and you don't wash your clothes until the day before we have to go away.
Need them, yeah. And that actually reminds me, I haven't done that, and we go away on the weekend, so here we go again.
Yeah, you have to pack tomorrow.
Yeah. In all fairness, I mean, your case is still in the hallway.
Cleaned all my clothes in that case. It's just the case.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know, I'm really bad at washing. I've got so many bags of washing up there.
Yeah.
It's but easier now. We need to get a tumble dryer. That's what we need. Mm.
The weirdest thing is like teaching you how to do stuff. So like, do you remember the other week when you used a dishwasher tablet to wash up clothes? But he was laughing at me for ages. Yeah. And I was like, what are you laughing at? He goes, I thought that they were for clothes, not the dishwasher.
They look so similar.
No, they don't. One's got a big red dot in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we
and
know
it says
now.
Dishwasher on
to
the
be
packet.
Honest though, surprisingly came out very well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like really like rock solid clothes, probably because most of his clothes are covered in cum anyway. So yeah. Either way, it doesn't really make a difference. They're both rock solid.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that was, although we did both make a mistake the other day.
What?
Because do you remember Johnny was here?
Oh yeah, we forgot to put salt in the dishwasher.
For 6 months.
Yeah. Because like, I've never had a dishwasher in anywhere that I've lived. I've been the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Like, I think I even got called dishwasher as a kid.
No.
I'm like, it's your job.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, but who knew? You have to replace you have to keep filling up the dishwasher salt. So, yeah.
Yeah, people are going to be like,
we were wondering why it wasn't working for ages. We're like, it's broken. It's like, no, you actually have to service it.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. What about me annoys you?
Well, but the thing is, it's not just a you thing, because I think it's a me thing as well, because I think we've both obviously got ADHD to a certain extent. I think it's just, we are so bad at just leaving shit everywhere. Like, this house is just full of clothes on the floor.
Yeah, I don't think we're not hermits or anything.
No, it's just like we're really bad at picking.
No, because like cleaning day is like, it's one of those things where, you know, it stays dirty because I know where everything is. And then I'm like, cleaning day.
Mm.
But, you know, sometimes that's why we have a cleaner.
Yeah.
I love our cleaner. She's so nice.
No, she's good. She is good. But that's, yeah, so that Thursday's our cleaning day, isn't it? Where we finally pick up everything off the floor. You obviously, you asked me about my thoughts on when people should move in together. When do you think?
I just don't think they should. I just don't advise it.
Have I done something to annoy you today? Is there
no,
a grudge?
No, we're going to get off this podcast though, and he's going to be like, are we okay? No, I'm literally just being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, it's a joke. I promise.
Okay.
I promise.
Good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
This microphone.
Good.
Love you. Wonderful.
Good.
It kind of feels like sometimes we're doing like tin cans, like, you know, when you're, you know?
Oh yeah, because it has got the wire on the floor.
Yeah, like
actually,
there's a wire on the floor and it looks like they're like the tin strings where you're like, go on, talk. Talk to me.
Ooh.
Heard that. It's good. Love it. I don't really know. People move in at different points. I think relationships in general, it's just so different depending on who you are.
Mm.
And I think you can't really single people out. But if I was going to, I would say like a year.
A year. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I think after a year, you actually start knowing what people are like, and if they're bad people, they just let fall. But you will never, ever know what someone's like until you move in with them.
No.
Regardless whether it's friends or relationship.
They always say that about holidays though, don't they? They always say you should go on holiday with your partner as soon as possible because that's when you like really get to know them for the first time.
Did we go on holiday?
I don't know, did we?
No. No,
the first holiday we went on together, I think it was Lanzarote with the family at Christmas, wasn't it, I think?
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah. But no, we're different because we were mates for 2 years before.
Yeah, we went to Ibiza twice.
And stuff like that. So
yeah,
but yeah, I think moving together, you obviously, yeah, because if you can't live together, what's the point? So you've got to give it a go at some point. I would almost say like maybe max a year, depending on your situation.
I would say minimum a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean like max a year moving together within a week, but maybe like I would say maybe 6 months plus, maybe.
Yeah,
that would be my number.
Oh, guys, they haven't seen Slimkins for a while.
No.
To end off the episode, should we show you what Slim looks like now?
Yeah.
Slim!
He can't open doors.
Right, hang on. Jake,
he's not that big.
Jake, keep talking. I'm going to go get Slimkins and then we'll round off the episode, all right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Interlude.
3 weeks later.
I'm back. Big boy.
Huge. Nice long body. Perfect.
Oh, he's making noises. Say hello to everyone. Say hello.
He's so big now. You don't think he's anywhere near like fully grown yet either?
No. Oh, look, there's a hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, little baby.
No one's seen Milo in ages. Milo's a prick. It's because he's moody as hell. He is moody as hell.
He's moody. He doesn't like his brother.
I have a theory because they're not getting on at all, but we are yet to chop Slim's balls off. So I think as soon as we do that, I think Milo's not going to be his friend and then they're going to be happy little brothers. That's the plan.
And we've got to always remember to have fun.
Stay safe.
Always get consent.
Lovely.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
Have fun, stay safe, and always get consent.
Two-night stand, baby.